Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Exhale Podcast. I am your host, Hassan Malik, and we are back for season two with the first episode, and I'm really happy to be here. I don't know if you can feel can you feel my energy through the audio? You know what? You can feel it. Can you feel my energy through the audio? I know you can tell that I'm smiling. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, and I'm just happy to be back on the mic for season two, especially. This is a huge accomplishment for us all, so let's take a moment to take a pat on the back. Sound like I'm a baby trying to get burped after my formula. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the Exhale. I'm your host, Hassan Gaston, and this podcast is my verbal journal to help 20-somethings feel seen and understood in their journey of adulting. Whew! It feels so good to be back on the mic. I have had so many ideas I've been brewing with. I have been going through a beautiful cycle coming out of a dark season into a bright season. So I'm really looking forward to being able to share this more authentic, illuminated aspect of myself. And I think that in season one, I have been going through like a lot of hardships that just made it hard for me to show up to the mic in a way where I felt more full with myself, right? You know, and so I'm happy to share that with you guys this season. And yeah, how y'all feeling today? You feeling good? Are you feeling great? Are you having adversities? Are you having a tough time with something, or are you just smooth sailing right now? Wherever you are at, I want to send you what you need to get through the day, whether that's that boost of I'm proud of you, that boost of, you know, today is one of those days where we're not so productive and we got some bad news, but it's a part of a day, right? I think it's important for us to recognize that we have so much time during the day, and sometimes certain situations or aspects can feed into the entirety when they really just belong in specific moments and specific parts of our day and not the entirety, right? So just a gentle reminder that I'm just sending you that love and that grace and whatever you need for today. So as you can also tell, this is an audio version of the podcast for today, not a video version. And that is for a very specific reason, because what I really want to commit to this season is being consistent. And for me, being consistent is a matter of how can I show up and still deliver the content, the message, the sermon that I need to get to people, and relieve myself of some of the difficulties that come along with recording videos, right? Sometimes my hair is not done. Sometimes I'm not feeling camera ready. And so that is something that I don't want to hold me back from, just being able to jump on the mic and share something with you all. But I also know that the visual aspect is something that's entertaining, and it's a treat for us as well. So it'll be a blend between the two this season of having some audio, having some video, and ultimately maintain the goal of being consistent. So that might be a matter of filling the energy of recording a video or just recording an audio. Either way, you're going to get something great. And the very last thing that I have to get into before we jump into the topic is the tea that I'm having for today. I did not forget the tea this time. I'm making sure that I'm on it this season. And I am having our classic lemon ginger tea. But I really, 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 I'm dragging it today, but I love that. I really am enjoying this tea today because it is in a special cup and saucer. You heard that? Cup and saucer. Last year, we just had teacups. That's it. No saucer, no matching dish, no none of that. This season, we are drinking out of some fine china from Ralph Lauren. Yes, this is a white porcelain cup and saucer with a silver lined cup and saucer. Now, take a moment to imagine that. Luxury, fine china, fine dining, fine sipping, fine tea party, fine tea party. We're having a fine tea party on the Exhale Podcast today. And my voice is getting dry. Let me go ahead and take a sip of this tea. Yup. That's exactly what I need. You hear that? And listen to that. Ooh, one more time. And this would not be possible without my best friend gifting me this beautiful piece of fine china. So I thank you, Lanaya, and I love you so much. All right, so let's get into the podcast for today, because I feel like I've been taking up y'all time with all this hoobly ha, shlichah in the beginning. So today I want to talk about a tool for personal development and growth. And so this tool is called a SWOT analysis. I actually was first introduced to this tool a few years ago during my internship with the Marist Liberty Partnerships Program. And so we would do a SWOT analysis after every event that we would have. And essentially a SWOT analysis is, well, actually I have the technical definition I'll give you guys in just a moment, but like the quick shorthand definition, it's basically a framework and strategy to help you identify strengths and weaknesses to better plan for the future. That's just like the very simplistic way of putting it. And I'll read the definition in a few moments. I recently actually had been using this for my own personal business, for my photography business. If you guys don't know, I also am a portrait and elopement photographer. You can find me on Instagram at Gaston's Gallery. We are going through a social media redevelopment, so the content is on its way. But if you want to see most of my work, you can follow me at Hassan Malik, and you'll be able to get all the content there. Or all the work there, I should say. I mean, content work, you know, same thing in this day and age. But yeah, so I had been doing this for my photography business because I really wanted to take a step back and say, if I'm going to make this my full-time business, I need to create the best grounding. And that was me identifying what was working and what was not working, how to make it better, and how to work towards my goals for my business, right? And so when I came across one of the models for SWOT analysis, the language is really tailored to someone doing this as a personal reflection and strategy on themselves. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to do that. And I think I need to do that for a series of reasons. I think it's important just to take inventory of how we are performing in our lives. And I know performing has this kind of like very corporate type of feel to it. So let me take a moment to rephrase that. I think it's important for us to take inventory of our strengths, our areas of growth, in the mindset of this is essential for my growth and my development to where I want to go. If I know what's working and what's not working, where I need to grow, I can better plan to be able to get to my goals. And this is serendipitous because I'm turning 24 in a couple weeks. And I believe that our birthdays really signify one of the most clearest points of reflection we have in our lives, when we're able to stop and say, okay, I'm alive, right? Like I'm actually alive, and I can pause in a world that's still moving, and I can think about where I have been. I can think about where I want to go, and I can just think clearly about everything and really think about where am I at in my life? Take inventory. And so in this aspect of taking inventory, I think is a part of our development as adults, where for us to be able to get to where we want to go, wherever in life, or just in general, for us to have a abundant life, we should be able to take moments to stop and say, hey, how am I doing? Where can I make improvements? I've been hearing someone comment on this certain act of mine for some time now, and I think it's time for me to take some inventory to really think about how I want to maneuver going forward. And so that's what we're going to focus on today, is this tool for personal development using the SWOT analysis. So there's a variety of definitions for SWOT analysis, and SWOT in itself actually stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. According to mindfultool.com, SWOT analysis is a tool that can help you analyze what your company does best now and to devise a successful strategy for the future. SWOT can also uncover areas of the business that are holding you back or that your competitors could exploit if you don't protect yourself. A SWOT analysis examines both internal and external factors, that is, what's going on inside and outside of your organization. So some of these factors will be within your control and some will not. In either case, the wisest action you can take in response will become clearer once you discover and record and analyze as many factors as you can. We obviously are not organizations and companies, but from my understanding, a SWOT analysis really originated in this corporate business aspect, but it's still very applicable for us in our personal lives. And so the way a SWOT analysis visually looks typically is that you have four boxes, each dedicated to each component. So in the top left corner, you typically have your strengths. To the top right, you have your weaknesses. The bottom left, you have your opportunities for success. And then your bottom right are your threats. And so I'll take you through a personal SWOT that I did for myself. I'm going to touch on a few of the points only because if I were to go through all of the points, it would take much longer than I would want to keep you guys here for. If you really, 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 really want to know, let me know. But for the purposes of your time and respect, I'm just going to go through a couple of the points that I pulled out from my personal SWOT. So one of the strengths that I pulled out from my SWOT analysis is that I am a risk taker. I have always been a risk taker for the longest that I can remember. I actually got an award in, I think, high school, you know how they give out awards when you're graduating for different things that students are well skilled in. Risk taker was actually the award that I had got. And I think about the moment where I went to Florence, Italy with unwavering fearlessness at the age of 18. I think about quitting my job and diving fully into photography and videography. And these are moments where I've taken huge risks. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a trait that I hold dear to my heart because not everybody is willing to take a risk. And if you are a risk taker as well, know that that is such a powerful tool, because when you learn how to also take calculated risk and then you receive that positive outcome that you plan for, you really are gifted. You truly are gifted. Now, when we move on to the next box for weaknesses, I've identified the fact that I have not had the best stamina for adversity. And I'm reflecting because I've been through some things. I mean, we all have been through our things, right? Not to disregard my feelings, but, you know, I've definitely had my fair share of adversity, and I found it hard to be able to persevere and have that stamina that has been necessary when I've been dealing with a lot of adversity or my mindset has not been in the strongest place that it needs to be. And so that actually leads right into the opportunity for success, which is maintaining a strong mindset and a daily routine. So as I just mentioned, adversity and the stamina to maintain the adversities that I'm experiencing or that we will all experience, right? I believe really requires you to have a strong mindset. Me deciding to quit my job earlier this year was a risk, right? And I had not had the best mindset, truthfully so. I didn't have a mindset that was prepared for me to make no sales a month. I was not prepared for a mindset for me to have to really believe in myself and still get up and do what needs to be done. I believe now that I'm able to reflect on these past experiences, that which is another success of mine, or excuse me, another strength of mine that I realize that I'm very reflective, but oops, that is the timer for me to be finished with the episode. So I'm a wrap this up. I think that my mindset could have been stronger in a couple of different aspects. And so that's an opportunity that I really want to take advantage of for success, to work on for myself moving forward. And second to that is a daily routine. I find that when I'm able to follow through with what my daily routine is, or my routines in general, because I have different routines. So a part of my morning routine for me is my morning pages. If you've read The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, then you're familiar with that, a little snippet. Essentially, she has this activity of a morning journal where you write 3-4 pages of any and everything that comes to mind. And it's supposed to essentially help artists clear their creative blockages to be able to create the work that they want to create, but also move forward in their career. And so I use it, actually, as of lately, I really used it for just like an exhale for myself, like a scripted written exhale for myself. And I also talk about my art. I've been able to really identify what I need to do and just getting it done, right? And just dealing with whatever feelings come with that. But I've also been able to just do a brain dump. And that's truthfully what that is. And so I believe that the aspect of dumping my brain in the morning and at night is something that's very helpful to be able to clear my mind of what's serving me, what's not serving me, and for me to better access that mindset that I need to be able to maneuver through my goals. There we go. And the last box for the SWOT analysis are threats. And for this one, I wrote down a couple things. And the ones that came to mind that I thought you guys really could relate to is another pandemic. Because clearly, if one happened, another one can happen. And that changed our lives drastically. It could also be a lockdown. If it's not a pandemic, we could also just experience a lockdown. And granted, the way the U.S. is going, I do recognize that the girls are saying it's a survival of the fittest type of aspect. But you never know. These are things that are out of our control that can still impact our lives and our path, right? Another threat that I wrote down was being laid off. And I actually am in the process of, well, I'm actually already here now, but I've established some additional more traditional styles of work to really give me that cash flow to fund my art and my photography business. If you are in business or a business owner, you know that, babes, you need that cash flow to get the business going. You just do. But in this process of receiving cash flow from another source of an employer, right, there's an aspect that it could be laid off. That could be budget cuts. That could be being fired. I mean, God forbid, I've never been fired. But No. I definitely got fired from Olive Garden in college because I was late a couple times. But here nor there. That's in the past, baby. We ain't gotta worry about that. Nah, but seriously, y'all get the point I'm trying to make that. You know, this is just something that is out of my control to an extent, right? Especially if I'm being laid off. I do think that that's a factor that I can't control. When I look at my entire SWOT with being a risk taker as one of my strengths, my stamina for adversity as a weakness, my opportunities for success by maintaining a strong mindset and daily routines, and the threats of a pandemic, lockdown, or being laid off, this all brings me to like, you know what? I gotta go back to my strengths. And that's how the SWOT analysis begins, with strengths. And so I'm extremely resilient. I always don't want to be resilient, but I know that I'm always gonna bounce back. And that is a key to me to be able to get through any threats that I experience, to be able to overcome my weaknesses and to maintain my strengths, is that I'm resilient and I'm always going to bounce back. I'm also very reflective and introspective. I think sometimes I'm a little too introspective and reflective because I end up ruminating and overthinking and so forth, right? Oh, I should have put overthinking as a weakness. Another day. And I have insatiable hunger for knowledge. I'm always learning. I'm always looking to figure something out. And I'm always going to find the knowledge that I need. So when you're thinking about your personal development and your growth, go through this SWOT. Think about what you do well, where you can make improvements, where you can have the tools and the methods to create success in your life, and what are some things that you just can't control. And when you go through this, bring yourself back to your strengths. Anchor yourself in, I'm really good at this. This is where I have excelled, and this has brought me here and will bring me to the next stage that I want to go into. Because our lives are continuously going to experience adversity and truthfully calling for us to figure out how to respond to them. If there's any way that I could describe my understanding of adulting and just life in general, it's the fact that it really is about responding to adversity and continuously growing. We have to be in a stage of constant growth, and that can look like a myriad of things. That can be slow growth, or that can be rapid growth, that can be moderate growth. There's various levels of it, but we are always in a stage of growth. The difference is what type of growth we are enacting for ourselves and how we experience and respond to adversities. And as young adults, as older adults, whoever is listening at this very moment, we're going to get through every single adversity and triumph for every success that we experience, because we deserve that. The things that are worth truly having don't come easy. They take time, they take diligence. And this is something that I think I'm really starting to settle into as my adult self, young adult self, really forms and solidifies himself in the fact that, yeah, the goals that you have and the things that you want will take time. Because they're just not little rinky-dink goals. I hope that doesn't come off as shady or anything like that. But it's just the fact of the matter that the things that we want truly are for us, but with work, with time. And if you read The Alchemist, like I mentioned in the last episode of, or the bonus episode I posted last week, actually, then you know that, it's going to be tough. There are those tough moments. But when you are experiencing adversity back to back and close together at times, that's really just your final test of, are you ready to receive what you want? Have you done the work? And can you show me you've done the work? Can you show yourself that you've done the work? Once you can do that, the world will continue to open up itself to you. And I'm gonna just have to take a little moment to pause because I need some tea. This mouth is getting dry because I've been chatting and talking and dropping them gems, but I need a break. My throat is parched. Yup. This tea is really slamming today. So I'm over here dropping them gems, talking that talk. This brings me to the XO for today. I am prepared for life. Let's say that one more time. I am prepared for life. We will have moments in which we question ourselves. We will have moments of adversity. We will have moments of success where we might even question ourselves. But when that happens, remind yourself, I am prepared for life. Life is not about having it all figured out. It's about having some fundamentals. It's about maneuvering through and believing in yourself. And I know you're going to triumph and blossom into the most beautiful version of yourself that you can imagine. I'm here to support you on your journey through your adulting, because this shit is not easy, but it's also beautiful. It's beautiful when we make the best decisions for ourselves. It's beautiful when we make the tough decisions. It's beautiful when we keep moving on, when we surround ourselves with those that love us and that care about us genuinely, when we take breaks, when we go outside and enjoy the sun, when we rest when our body calls for it, and when we don't give up on ourselves, most importantly. And if you are experiencing anything in your life right now, I would love to be able to help you with that. So you guys can send me an email at the info. Oops, I lied. You can send me an email at infothexhale@gmail.com. It'll also be in the show notes. I really encourage you to send me any topics that you'd like me to discuss about adulting, or questions that you're having around a decision to make, a matter that you're experiencing, or just about adulting in general, or even something that you want to know about me. I want to really have a co-creative process moving forward through this season, and I can't do that without you. So tune in, tap in, send me some stuff so I can chat about in future episodes. And most of all, thank you so much for tuning in and going on this journey with me called life. You can keep up with me on all my social media at Hassan Malik. That is HassanMalik. No spaces, no underscores, no none of that. It's straight. The original gal, Hassan Malik. Find me on social media, tap in, send me an email for the next episode, and I'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye.